Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 35 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
Charity and I have a full slate for you tonight. A lot of new music came out, and we're going to give you reviews of the latest from 1S, Cravity, My Boy Bacon, and Cherry Bullet, a girl group that we haven't spoken about on the podcast before. We're really excited to give you our take on their latest. We also have tons of news, wondering what's going on with Kingdom. There's a lot to talk about this evening. First, Charity, how are you doing?
I'm good.
How's life?
Life is good. You know, it's January. It's cold.
Cold.
Like January and then February are probably the two longest months of the entire year.
Yeah. Cold, dreary. Not a lot going on. There's not a lot going on anyway.
Right. Nothing to look forward to. Yeah. No vacations. Yeah. It's very sad.
No, there's no vacations. I'm definitely not going on any vacations or doing anything.
At least we have K-pop.
Yeah, I was going to say, except listening to K-pop, watching K-pop videos. It's the best escapism possible in any environment, but especially in COVID. Such a relief. Last week, we had a really fun episode. It was fun for us to record anyway. I hope all of our listeners, you enjoyed it. But we had quite a debate, and I wanted to talk about it before we start tonight. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Give us a follow, NYC K-Pop Queens, Instagram and Twitter. Shoot us a DM. We want to be friends. And on Twitter, a lot of times we post polls. We're interested in your opinion of stuff that kind of organically comes up while we're talking every week. So last week, we had the pleasure of reviewing Victun, and we both really liked them. I mean, the album was great. We really, really liked them. But we had a huge debate on who stood out in the music video. It was like, this person's clearly the star. This person clearly steals focus. And then we both said it. And I just could not believe the other one thought the way they did. So for those of you who don't know, we'll give you a quick reminder. So Charity picked Sejun. Sejun is her bias, and she thought he stood out in the video. And he really did. To be fair, he had that cool gray hair, the blue contacts. The camera loves his face. Mm-hmm. The more I watch it, the more I get it. I agree. I'm not debating it. But I thought that Sengwoo, it was his song, his stage, from the second the music video started. He just had so much swag and personality. I was like, this guy. So as the week progressed, we posted a poll on Twitter, and I showed it to two locals. And I was like, just tell me who stands out. Doesn't have to be who you think the most attractive is, just who grabs your attention. Both of these locals, Charity, agreed with you. Like, how dare you guys? Like, and it's just so funny because to me it was so obvious. So anyway, on our poll, we asked you, and we had it up for the whole week on our Twitter, and we asked if you had to pick between those two, who would you choose as your bias? Up until today, Charity, it was tied. And I've been very nervous. It was tied. I tweeted, you guys, we need your votes. We can't have a tie. And my man, Sengwoo, won 54% to 46%.
Wow, that's so pretty close.
Very, very, very close. Clearly, there's a lot of people that have different opinions, and that's what makes it so fun. The person that stands out to me, you might be like, wait, who? And vice versa. And our queendom, our community agrees. You guys had the same experience. So thank you all so much for voting. I thought it was so clear, and it was like a rude awakening for me to be like, okay, yeah. Charity was right. That guy is ridiculously good looking. The camera loves him, and clearly he's very popular. So you can't go wrong with either one, to be honest. But that was just fun for us to kind of see how the queendom sided. Thank you so much for voting. Again, we post these polls every week. Please go to NYC K-Pop Queens on Twitter. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. The next one is a more recent poll. The timeline lit up yesterday. And just for so you guys know what day we're talking about, we record our podcast every Wednesday. So on Tuesday, the timeline lit up because Run BTS comes out every Tuesday. They were doing a cooking segment on the show, and you could see a lot of Jungkook's tattoos that he's previously had to cover up. So kind of a sleeve on his forearm. And then, of course, we know the hand tattoos. So there was some debate. And we asked for everybody's honest opinion. I think, you know, tattoos are one of those things. Some people love them. Some people hate them. Other people don't have strong opinions. And the polls seem to go that way, Charity. We said a lot of controversy around Jungkook's tattoos. What do you think? The three choices: love them, not a fan, or let him do what he wants. Like, I don't care. 40% love them. 40% said, I don't care, let him do what he wants. And then 20% said, not a fan. So, Charity, where do you stand on this?
I am not a fan. I really am not. I think certain people can pull it off well. I don't think that it fits with his look.
Yeah.
But you know what? If he wants to cover his body and tattoos, obviously that's his right. It's his opinion. I just don't think it goes with his look.
Yeah.
I think he's just being rebellious because he's just at that age and he doesn't really have a lot of control over many things. So I think this is his way of expressing himself and basically trying to be like, F you, you can't tell me I can't do this.
I'm not the cute little young one. Yeah. No, I agree. You're so on point, like a sense of control.
Yeah.
Like this is what he can't control. So he's going to.
That's what I think. But again, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's everyone has a personal opinion. I think when you're in the public eye and you do something, people are going to have opinions on it.
Of course,
it's part of the deal. Yeah. So I'm like you. I'm not generally a massive fan of tattoos. I think take it or leave it. Sometimes there's ones that work and then sometimes there's ones that really stand out. Like, personally, I'm not a massive fan. But, you know, JK's my bias. It doesn't change anything. I still adore him and think he's so handsome. Do whatever you want. The thing is, like, you can get them removed. You can cover them up. There are ways that when you're young and you maybe get something that when you're 40, you decide you don't like, you can change it. So it seems very permanent and it's not that easy. It's a lot of appointments and lasers and stuff like that. I've known people that have gone through it, but it's not the end of the world. I just think, you know, it's a personal choice. Wouldn't be my choice, but still have nothing but love for Jungkook. So thank you all for responding to those polls. There'll be more this week. Thank you for listening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 35. Let's give some quick shout outs, Charity. We can see where you're all listening from. We see every week and we're overwhelmed every week at the international following. Real quick, thank you. San Antonio, Texas, Honolulu, Hawaii, Longview, Washington, Bangkok, Casablanca, Greenland, and Chile. We have some really amazing locations
Greenland,
on the map.
That's a new one.
I know. We've got some good ones. So huge shout out. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for following us and being part of this community. If you have any suggestions for groups you want to hear us review, if you think we're completely wrong and we got it wrong, let us know. NYC K-pop Queens. Let's get into it, Charity. We have a lot of reviews to do tonight, so I think we need to jump in. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so this first group, One Us, they debuted in 2018. So this is, you know, a newer group, fourth generation. They're on RBW, which is the same label as Mamamoo. The first single is called No Diggity. And music video, they released, I don't know if I should say that's the first single. They released a song and a music video about a month ago. And then the album came out and this was the single pushed with the album. So we're going to review the music video and talk about No Diggity first. What are your thoughts on this? This is a new band for us. We haven't spoken about One Us before. So we're going to kind of dive into our impressions of the group and all that good stuff.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like
Bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gotta lie.
Don't play with it. Nah. Take that shit serious.
I liked it. I thought it was a little more of what K-pop used to sound like in previous years. Mm. I don't think it's kind of like in the moment with what's
interesting
popular now. I mean, I liked it. It just, to me, you know, it wasn't anything different. It was fun. I liked it, but I wasn't like blown away. I did appreciate how dark and sexy it was. That's obviously always going to be my vibe. And I really, really liked Lito's rap and No Diggity.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
So you liked the aesthetic, but maybe the sounds weren't your vibe. Yes.
No, I like them. It's just, I've been so impressed with a lot of groups recently who were being a little more experimental, kind of going toward a different sound than like the EDM trap sound, more, as you call it, solid gold, which is kind of fun. It's refreshing, something different, because I feel like K-pop's kind of been in this EDM trap sound for a long time.
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
Totally. And I still like hearing it at points. Yeah. Like when it works. But yeah, I agree with you. I want to preface everything we say with, these are our opinions. We come at it from a place of love. Mm-hmm. I understand how hard it is to create. This wasn't my favorite. I like the concept. It's beautiful, really strong visuals. I mean, sexy and dark and freaking flamethrowers.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, the song is too light for the concept they're trying to pull off. I thought the sound of the song sonically was way too light. It didn't work for me. At the end of the day, I didn't buy it. Yeah. And the guys do a good job trying to sell it, but I just didn't buy it. And it reminded me so much aspects of Shootout by Monsta X. Mm-hmm. I thought a lot of the visuals were kind of in that realm. It didn't quite work for me. I agree with you. I don't think it's bad. The song's not bad at all. It just didn't all come together and work for me. I was a little bit like, and I just have to say too, the name of the song threw me off quite a bit.
I know, right?
Like, No Diggity is a really famous 90s R&B song by an American group called Blackstreet. And
such a good song.
It's bizarre to have this song called No Diggity when it really had nothing to do with that song or that
sound.
It just felt weird to me because that's not a phrase that's used quite a bit. And if you're going to do maybe a 90s throwback and call it No Diggity, I would have liked the sound or the reference. It just felt so disconnected and bizarre to me. I don't get it. And I really, again, I just felt like they were trying so hard to sell the dark and sexy. And except for a few moments, I didn't buy it. Shion, the one who has blonde hair, definitely going for It Boy Hyunjin's look, the long blonde hair. He had on that like spiky face cage, which was really cool. Visually, really beautiful, stunning. But I just didn't buy it. I felt like licking the lollipop and stuff. There was just some stuff that was really trying to be sexy that for me didn't work. I give the guys credit. They worked their butts off, you could tell, to try to sell this concept, but it didn't work for me. Hwang Woon, I'm killing that name, but you know, pink hair and kind of center, great voice. He seems like a guy that can do it all. He gave me such HJ vibes from a tease. He reminds me of him a little bit visually. And when he goes back and forth with Lito has that same tone as Mingy. So I found myself thinking when I was watching this is Mingy and like HJ. And that's a, trust me, that's a compliment. We're huge fans of a tease in that group. And I thought the end of the song reminded me a lot of a tease as well. I just, for me, the concept didn't really work. So that was my first impression. The song was okay. The music video didn't work for me. And then, of course, they released a full album. So we have to break down the album, favorite songs, and what worked, what didn't. What are your thoughts on the album as a whole?
Again, it's similar to what I think about No Diggity. I think just in general, it's where K-pop has been living for the past many years.
Yeah.
I think that K-pop has evolved, and for this group to be a newer group in the last couple of years and to still be kind of in that same genre when everyone else is kind of evolving and experimenting. I don't think you can compete.
I agree.
I mean, I really did like Devil Is in the Detail, that intro.
Okay.
But again, it's again like another like sexy kind of trap song.
It's generic. It's generic. We've heard that really, intro.
Yeah, nothing really stood out to me. I mean, again, I wasn't like, oh, this is awful. I liked the songs. I liked Leftover. It was a little more poppy.
Okay.
And Incomplete. But again, nothing blew me away. It was things I've already heard. It reminded me of things I've already heard. It was fine. Yeah. I just think if you're going to try to compete with what's out there now, you got to bring it.
Especially like these fourth generation groups that have come out have been so strong.
So strong.
You've all heard us talk about Stray Kids ad nauseum. I know. Yeah. Where we love Stray Kids. But then you have just in this past year, you've got Treasure and Enhypen. There's a lot going on. I agree with you. I thought the album for me picked up in the second half. I enjoyed it a little bit more. Incomplete's a good song. Mm-hmm. That's a nice pop song. And that was one of the only moments I felt very connected. I believed that they believed what they were doing, if that makes sense. Like that sounded really connected. It's a really pretty pop song. So that was the first one that kind of piqued my ear. And then I love Busso.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bigger problem, it sounds like we both kind of have the same views on this album and this group. There's not a strong identity. There can be a strong identity that we might not vibe to. But to me, Busso and the music video for Busso, which they put out last month, and I didn't hear anything about it, but I was able to find it and watch it. That's the lane they should be in. I believed it. I bought it. I thought it was cute. And I thought the choreography was fantastic. That bass line is so good. That's the lane I would rather see them in. They're not sexy, dark. It's not their vibe. It doesn't work. I applaud them for trying something and for trying to go there. But like, you don't have to stay in your lane. You don't have to stay in your lane. You can be as innovative as you want. But it has to work with the identity of the group as well. You know, there's that line. It's a tightrope. And I think of T by T. They're, to me, a little bit cutesy. Pastel, cute. They came out like BTS's little brothers. But then they've done videos that have a darker vibe. Can't You See Me? And of course, Puma.
Yeah.
But it stayed with who they were. I still believed it and it worked. This group has a really cool, almost funky bass line with Busso. They do a really bright, cute video. And then they did No Diggity, which was very dark and sexy, but it all felt a little generic. It just didn't work for me. I think there's issues. And if we were A&Ring this project, to me, that's the biggest issue with them. Let's figure out who they are and where their strengths are and play to that instead of kind of taking and pulling from a lot of other K-pop inspirations.
It doesn't surprise me because RBM, like you said, Mamamoo is on it. And I think they have not done a good job with Mamamoo the past couple of years with songs.
100%.
Like 100%. The songs are good, but the concept's always a miss. And even that travel album, I thought for sure it was going to take us on a journey somewhere. And that's where I thought it would go. And it just was kind of all over the place and it didn't really fit together. Like there was no concept really that worked.
Completely agree.
I think it does a disservice to such groups that have such talent and they're kind of stuck with the people that work there that are kind of missing stuff or just getting on trend too late or I don't know. I think it's not fair and it just kind of sucks that your fate is tied to your label.
No, I completely agree. Right when I saw their label, I kind of thought, well, this makes sense because you all know I'm not a big fan of Mamamoo. Everything Charity just said. They've really fumbled the ball with concepts, everything, in my opinion. I don't like them, not because of them. I think they're very talented, but I can just see this could have been a lot better, a lot stronger.
Yeah.
So I feel that way with this group as well, with One Us. I think there's some interesting aspects that you could really work with and develop. But for me, I want to know who they are. And I don't get a real strong image of who they are. It wasn't an awful album. There's a few songs I really liked. And then there's some songs that I just felt like, eh. So it's not a no skip. Sorry to let the fans down.
Yeah.
No hate to them again. This is more of the label. It just wasn't just didn't really work for me. But there are some like bright spots. Let's not get too down, because we have to talk about our biases and our records, who stood out and why, and kind of who we were vibing with. Again, like last week, I think it's pretty clear, but that's what I thought last week, that we would pick the same, and we didn't. So let's see if with one us, Charity and I have the same bias. I think we will this time.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think we will.
Okay. Okay, Charity. We will see. Do you want me to go first or will you?
Yeah, you go first. You go first.
My bias is Lido.
What? I cannot believe that. I am shocked.
Why are you shocked? It's so clear. Like he's...
He's my bias, but I really thought there's no way we'd have the same one.
Well, he's like, to me, the standout of the group. Yeah. In every department. Vocally, looks, performance. He stands out quite a bit. And then in everything I watched, other music videos, interviews, I like his vibe.
Oh, yeah, it was like the first time ever.
I know. Well, who's your wrecker?
Hanhee.
Okay.
Who's your wrecker?
I do not have the same wrecker. Raven.
Okay.
Yeah. I like his vibe.
No, Lido, man, hands down, definitely my favorite.
Yeah, Lido's just cool. Yeah. He's cool. He has a really nice voice. I like that they let him sing, because he's really a rapper. If you watch most of their stuff, he's got that mingy rap voice, but he can also sing. He's a dynamic performer. He really holds focus.
He does. Immediately, he stole focus for me.
Yeah, same. Just confident. Like, that's the one your eye goes to. So
I can't believe he has a lot of talent. I really didn't expect it.
I honestly can, because to me, there was only one that really stood out.
Oh, I love it.
And no shade.
I always feel that way, but you never agree with me.
No, but here's the difference. The difference is, like, again, like, no shade, but like in this group, in my opinion, there was only one to choose from that stood out. Whereas the other groups, there's one that might steal focus, or I might think, or you might think is the most handsome, but there's a lot of other ones who are also
very strong.
Equally.
Yeah.
Yes. I felt like in this group, there was one that really stood out and kind of stood above. And granted, we haven't dived in to their entire discography. I watched 4 music videos. So this is just our first take on them. We could be totally wrong and everyone could get really upset with us right now, but this is what we do. We review and critique K-pop. This one was a little bit of a mess. A few good songs. Again, I love Incomplete, Buso, What You Doing, great. There's talent here. You know, there's potential here.
Yeah.
They've got to pick an identity that really connects. And Sexy, Powerful, Bad Boy, it just didn't quite work. I felt like at times, even when Lido was performing, it was very reminiscent of the Love Killer, Monsta X, and Juhani being the Joker. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot that I felt like, I've seen this, though. Yeah. I've seen this. And it's hard. It's hard to come up with new stuff. I get it, but just a little more originality would help, maybe.
Yeah.
Pick a leg, go with it. I think the Buso, watch that music video, everyone. I think that's the lane One Us should go in, and that's where I would push them. They felt more comfortable to me doing that. I felt like, okay, yeah. And watching this, it just didn't resonate, but their fans are super excited and loyal. They've been blowing up the timeline about it, so I'm guessing this will do pretty well for them, and hopefully they'll continue to grow and we'll see some new stuff out of them. No hate. Let's play a clip of the song so the queendom can hear what we're talking about.
Okay. It's a good song. It's just
It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say just it's fine, but.
You know what I think it is, too? And listening to it again, no one stands out to me vocally.
Yeah.
There's no voice or tone. And that doesn't mean they're bad. They're all great. But there's nothing. Nobody stands out. Even Lito, who I think is really good. His voice sounds like Mingy when he raps. You know, his singing voice is good, but there's nothing, there's no spark. There's nothing special that stands out to me listening. And it's, you need that. You need a voice that comes on that you go, ooh, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, wow, I like that tone. Or the harmonies hit. I didn't feel that way at all. And it's interesting that they don't have a leader. That's something really different for a K-pop group. Would you want a leader? If you were in a group, would you want a leader or not?
I would want to be the leader.
I don't know. I don't know because
I feel like you need someone who steps up when there is no one there to step up. Someone will step up naturally. And that's usually the same person.
I don't think so. Really? I disagree. I think the person that the label makes the leader is the better leader. And I think naturally the person that steps up is the one who's power hungry and wants to be in charge sometimes. Like if you think about dynamics of groups, the one that talks a lot maybe isn't the one that should be the leader. Yeah. Like think about like Namjoon and BTS. He's quieter and he's more reserved. And I doubt he would have pushed himself to the front of the line, but it works. Like he's a great leader and he's so good at the job. I think there's different personalities, but maybe in K-pop it works because the leader's not like chosen by their peers or self-nominated.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I think you kind of need the label to look at like who's going to be the best with this mix of personalities, because that's another thing to think about. Like sometimes someone who leads well with certain people might not lead well with this group. They might need to fall back. It's an interesting thing in K-pop that they do that. Like in Monsta X, Wonho was going to be the leader. They all thought he'd be the leader because he naturally was among them. And the label said, no, we're going to give it to Charity's man, Sho.
I like that that's how he's described now, my man.
But you know what I mean? Like completely different personality.
Yeah.
But it might work that way. Maybe like that frees up Wonho to not have to prep for the interview and he can write songs or, you know, there's a lot of different things in that dynamic. And it's interesting to me in some groups, the quieter, more reserved person's the leader or the one who seems like the natural talkative one's the leader. It's always interesting to me to see who the leader is, but in Wonho's, they don't have a leader. So I don't know. I think you're going to have a leader, even if it's not deemed.
Official. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's going to step up and be the one that talks the most. I think if I was in that position, I would rather have it be official because the splits for money are a little bit different if you're the leader. But then again, maybe if you aren't deemed leader, there's some natural bitterness and a rivalry that that person makes more money or however it works. Every group's different. Every label handles it differently. It's just a very interesting dynamic that doesn't exist in Western music. There's not a designated leader. So yeah, this is the first one I can think of that doesn't have a leader, right?
Yeah, I don't know many that don't. I know that some that have co-leads, but
yes, the really big ones have co-leaders.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah, just a different vibe. I wonder what the Queendom thinks. We'll ask you guys if you would want a leader or if you would prefer it to be like Wonho's. All six of them have equal say and equal responsibilities. So Wonho's, we're rooting for you. That was a little bit of a mess, but all love. So for us, it seemed clear that we have the same bias, but we've never talked about Wonho's before. And we thought, let's do a Wonho's quiz. So without further ado, it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
So this quiz, which Wonho's member will you date based on the meals you pick? Every week we do a quiz. Usually it's a BuzzFeed quiz. The link will be posted in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We'll also go ahead and post it on Twitter. Please share your results. We love to compare. It's so fun when somebody gets the same result or shares a different result that, you know, we didn't get. We just love it. So please take it with us. This one, it's all about food and it's all about going on a date. So this is a fun one. I'm game already. Are you ready, Charity?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question is to choose a breakfast. It looks like avocado toast with an egg, granola with fruit, pancakes, a full breakfast, eggs, bacon, Belgian waffles, or toast with jam.
I'm going to go with avocado toast.
I will go with toast with jam.
Choose a morning drink. Water with fruit in it, orange juice, milk, coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
Yeah.
I live for coffee. I love it. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Morning, noon, and night.
Coffee in the morning.
I drink it all day and at night sometimes. It's like, I live off of coffee. Okay. Now pick your lunch. A salad, a cheeseburger, pasta, ramen, a sandwich with chips, or sushi.
I'm going to go sushi.
I will go with a salad.
Choose an afternoon snack. Berries, popcorn, Oreo cookies, fruit and cheese with crackers, chips and pretzels, or no thanks.
Probably cheese and fruit.
I'm going to go with popcorn. I've been in a popcorn snack kick recently.
Ooh, la la. Okay, now choose your dinner. Cheeseburger, soup, bibimbap, curry, pizza, or McDonald's?
I am going to go with pizza.
Me too. Always.
Now my favorite. Pick a dessert. Ice cream, brownie, a smoothie, donuts, a cupcake, or no thanks.
I'm going to go with a brownie.
I'm going ice cream. It's my favorite.
All right. And now pick a midnight snack. I feel like we've been eating all day.
Right?
Okay. Popcorn, chocolate, ice cream, gummy worms, cookies, or no thanks.
I don't really eat late night, so I'm just going to say no thanks.
So did I. Yeah. I'm full from all that other stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm good. No, yeah. Thank you.
Lastly, choose another drink. A glass of wine, a latte, a Coke, bubble tea, a milkshake, or a smoothie.
A glass of wine.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that one.
Okay, Charity, who did you get?
I got Seho.
Seho's cool. Yeah, yeah. Seho kind of stood out a little bit too. Yeah, he has a good vibe. He looked really cool in that video.
Yeah, I'm going to date with him. Okay, I'm ready.
Guess who I'm going on a date with? Don't be jealous.
Lido. Jealous.
I've been on a roll recently getting the ones I want. I know. So shout out BuzzFeed. Thank you. All right. That made me a little hungry. Please play along with us, NYC K-pop Queens on Twitter. Let us know which 1S member will you date based on the meals you pick. Lots of choices there, so it should be a good one. Thank you, as always, for playing along. We've got to move on. It's time for Cravity, Charity. Woo-hoo. Are you ready to talk about Cravity?
Yes.
We've talked about Cravity since they debuted. They're one of those groups that we've had the pleasure of reviewing and watching them debut. So this album or mini album is called Hideout, Be Our Voice, Season 3. All right. First song is called My Turn. Music video and song. What are your thoughts?
So I really like the deep bass, the rapping, but honestly, it made me think of Super M. The visuals in it, how it sounded, it sounded like a Super M vibe.
Okay.
I liked it. I really did. But it was, again, it just reminded me very strongly of, this is a song that Super M would sing or something that's kind of, I feel like they have a sound to them. And this to me sounded like that. But I liked it. It just reminded me of them.
Interesting, because it reminded me of groups too, not Super M. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I love the beat and I think it's young and cool.
Yeah.
It's really well produced. And what I want to say about Cravity, they're growing up and they seem more and more confident every time we see them. I think they're kind of coming into their own as who they are and as performers. I like the song. It's not my favorite song ever, but I like that second part of the chorus where Turn is kind of held out. I'm not going to sing it for y'all. We'll play a clip later, but it's cool. It reminded me so much of NCT 127 Punch. the visuals and kind of that whole era and vibe. And then also Treasure, their boy video. The I set can see that. Very yeah. similar.
I can see that.
Very similar. So again, it's hard to come up with new concepts.
Yeah.
I think the best you can do is try your best to be creative and then execute well. I think they executed very well. But the fact that we both could immediately think of three other groups mm-hmm. and songs that this felt like is probably not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Kravity. I'm rooting for them because I think they have some things that maybe the last group we talked about don't. And we'll get into that when we break down the album. But I do think the music video was a little reminiscent of some other stuff. And I can definitely see Super M because it did feel very SM, like black and red racing jackets. It just felt that way. So I can see that. Nothing earth shattering about the concept or music video, but I thought it was well done for what it was. Mm-hmm. I liked the choreography, very swag, very rhythmic. Again, a little more confident, a little more grown. We're seeing them come into their own a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the album.
So I liked Mammoth. I thought that was a little more hip hop sounding. And I haven't heard a lot of groups do a lot of hip hop sounding songs as of late. So I enjoyed that. I really did. Dangerous was just like a fun house kind of dance song. Again, nothing earth shattering. It was fun. I wasn't like blown away, but I did like it. And Give Me Your Love, which was, I believe, the last song on the album, was more like a pop ballad, which I liked. I think that they did a good job of showcasing different sounds. And I thought the album was pretty diverse for them. I think they experimented a little bit with, like, they did hip hop, they did trap, even though it's kind of overdone now, but they still tried. And then they did a pop song. They gave it a good effort and I appreciated it. I liked it. I wasn't blown away, but I did like it.
I feel like I hate to keep comparing because they're in very different places and different groups, but to me, it's clear what lane they're in and who they are now as artists. I thought it was pretty cohesive, really well produced, really well produced. I loved Mammoth too. It was powerful, that hard beat. To me, this is their lane. I liked Dangerous, great beat and really nice vocals. I think my favorite song was Bad Habits. I loved I'm a Savage. I loved the way the phrasing of that. It just felt, I believed it. I bought it. I think this is a good album. Again, I'm not blown away. I probably won't put it on repeat for the rest of my life. But I think all of the songs were good, some better than others. It was really well produced. And I know who they are as a group. If Kravity comes out, I know what to expect.
Yes. I still prefer Flame. That's like, love that song.
Oh, so Flame good. Is so good. That's hard too when you debut with that song. Where do you go?
The expectations were so high. That's the only reason I think I'm slightly disappointed, just because Flame was a debut and it was so good.
So good.
So that's the only reason I'm a little like, okay.
I will say they have members that stand out to me vocally that other groups don't. Wubin is phenomenal. There's parts where I stop and think, that's a Bacon vibe. He has that tone. And that's like really rare in music and in K-pop to have a voice with that tone. Wubin on this album just killed it. Just killed it for me. And Minhee, your man, or we'll talk about biases in a second, but your original bias, his vocals have really improved.
Yeah, wow. For sure.
He sounded great on this album. Really good. We talked about bias choices, who stood out to us when we reviewed them originally. Did anything change for you?
I still think he stands out to me, but I will add another person that kind of stood out to me more, Serum, the rapper.
Yes, that's so my good. Bias.
Yeah.
He's the leader too. He's kind of all around. He's an all arounder and he has such a presence. And vocally, I just think as a rapper, he's fantastic. Yeah. He keeps stepping up. I thought he was great on this album, music video. Big fan. Yeah. They're going to keep getting better. They're going to keep improving. But I think at least we know kind of the lane they want to go in, who they are as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a matter of harnessing that and coming out with something that knocks everyone's socks off.
Because they're capable.
Oh, so, and sometimes that takes like 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
sometimes that takes a long time to grab people. I'm just going to use a recent example, Pentagon Daisy. Pentagon's been around for a long time and have done a lot of great stuff. But there was something with Daisy that resonated so deeply with so many people. It's the one that got them their first win.
Yeah.
Best numbers they've ever done. Sometimes it takes a while to kind of get in that lane and figure it out. But I think the best part is, like, they have figured out who they are. I like that lane. Do hip hop.
Right.
Go that lane.
Yeah. Not many are doing it.
Yeah. You have the rappers for it. And I like the sound. And I think for them, they're on the same label as Monsta X. You don't want to be Monsta X Junior. And I think the label's done a good job giving them a different identity.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I thought this was pretty good. It's not my album of the year. I definitely enjoyed this one front to back a lot more than the previous album we just reviewed.
Yeah, no, same.
I thought it was stronger. So yeah. Let's listen to my turn, though. I want to listen to that part of the chorus so I don't have to sing it.
But you sing so beautifully.
This is My Turn by Kravity. It's really nice. That's a really nice melody. It's a good song. I like it. I'm proud of Kravity. I feel like at the moment, they're a little bit of underdogs.
Yeah.
In their class. You've had Treasure just kill everything. And then you had Enhypen come out of nowhere with an amazing EP. So I root for Kravity because they have all the elements and they're just genuinely likable guys. Yeah. So, congratulations to Kravity, another really, really nice release, and looking forward to the future. All right, Charity. The time has come. As you all know, Bacon is my ultimate. He is my favorite of all my favorites. I love him so much. And I know we just talked about him. We just talked about him 2 weeks ago. He had an amazing concert, and he released a song called Get You Alone, which was the first single from his self-titled Japanese EP. The entire EP came out today. Of course, I've listened to it 40,000 times. And we're going to review it. We're going to talk about it. Charity.
Are you alive? Did you survive?
No, no, no. Like, Bacon. Ugh. Bacon just never, he never stops. First of all, he releases amazing music. Then he does the most adorable IG lives where he drives around at 3 a.m. and sings in his car and records it, which I love because sometimes he gets emo and I'm like, yes. Other times he's listening to rap music, rapping along. He's just a very likable person. I was expecting a lot from this album because I loved Get You Alone.
And that was really good.
We both loved it. The visuals for this album are some of my favorite. I love Blonde Bacon. This, to me, I felt like we went back to UN Village City Lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's more grown than the Candy era. To me, Bacon is R&B and jazz. That's his voice, and that's kind of his sweet spot, in my opinion. And this whole album's right there. It's really a strong R&B album. Yeah, I love it. I love it. We don't have a music video. That's my complaint. I'm not crazy about how SM rolled this out. I think it was bizarre if you're not going to release a video the day the album comes out.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, maybe they should have done Get You Alone now or give us a video for some of these other
songs. A new one. Let's give us another one.
I would love to see like an type of video, like, let's do that choreography with Bacon because he gave us the songs for it. So I think Bacon's showing us that he's grown, first of all. we'll talk about the lyrics in a second, but this was a very mature album. And to me, it's what he should be doing. He's an R&B singer. Yeah. And he's in his late 20s. Yeah. He's in his late 20s. He's an R&B singer. I personally don't really vibe with Candy. It's a little immature. It's a little like little too bubblegum for me, for who he is and his style. This is his sweet spot. In my opinion, and I know I'm super biased, but there wasn't a song I didn't like. I've babbled enough. What were your thoughts?
I absolutely loved this album. Like, I liked his other songs, but I wasn't like front to back, let me listen to this album over and over again. This album is stellar. And I also appreciate that he is singing about very mature things, because I feel like a lot of them have innuendos, but they don't actually come out and sing it directly. And he just went for it. And I appreciated that so much, because that's what a really good R&B song does. Like, you go there. That's what put on in the background.
You know? Yes. This is better music that we're talking about. Yes. Not every song, but there's a few songs that are very, very sexy. And I want to preface it too, like, there's such a difference between being vulgar and being sexy. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing explicit in these lyrics. There's nothing. It's just sexy, which is wonderful. I think, like, people were shocked. You know, there were certain people saying it was explicit. This is not WAP by not WAP. Okay. This isn't Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion doing WAP. No shade to them. But to me, that's explicit. And that's just gratuitous language, sexuality. It's not, to me, that's not sexy.
No.
This, all of this was so sexy. This whole vibe, everything about it, the way he performs, his phrasing and his vocals are just phenomenal. I mean, wow. Bacon's just an amazing artist. He really has. He checks all the boxes. And yeah, I thought this album's fantastic. What were your favorite songs?
I really, really liked Addicted. I liked the piano intro with that kind of scratchy record playing sound.
The distortion, like that kind of distortion. Yeah.
Because again, like you said, when I think of jazz music, I think of records, and his voice is so, like you said, R&B and jazz. So when they were trying to make it sound like it was playing on a record, I loved it. Because you don't hear that too much.
Yes.
These days, especially. I think he should do, now that he's done this, which I'm all for, I would love for him to do a full-on jazz album. Like, his voice would be, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I just think it would be amazing. For sure. I think he should just try that. Because he just has such a beautiful, soulful voice.
His voice is insane, but his technique can do the jazz stuff that a lot of R&B singers that don't have the technique for.
Yes.
His technical singing, take away that I love the tone and everything else. Technically, he's one of the best singers, period. And I would say confidently he's the best singer in K-pop. Confidently.
He really is.
Who else can do what he does? And I know people say so-and-so and so-and-so. No. The colors of Bacon's voice, I've never heard in any other K-pop stuff. There's every once in a while, Woobin stood out to me in one point of Gravity's album. Like, oh, that sounds a little like Bacon. Mm-hmm. But there's no comparison. I mean, there's every once in a while, there's someone that might have a tone or styling. Let's be real. Bacon's been around a long time. If I was an up-and-coming K-pop singer, he's who I would copy and he's who I would try to sound like, because he's the best. It's like, girls growing up that want to be singers, or at least in our generation, we all sung along to Mariah Carey, you know, or Whitney Houston. You want to try to people. Yeah. And see if you can hit those notes and how you sound. I think Bacon's that guy for K-pop. To me, he's the standard vocally. And technically, you can tell he's not just a good singer. Obviously, he's a good singer and it comes naturally, but you can tell he's actually worked at being a great technical singer. And that just opens things up for him so much. I agree. He could do a jazz album. It'd be fantastic. But I feel like R&B is what he likes. I feel like this is who Bacon is and what he wanted to do. I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
I also really loved Drown and Whippin'. I mean, I liked the whole album. Honestly, how do you pick
You liked the sluttier ones.
Obviously.
Surprise, surprise, everyone.
Surprise.
What's charity's aesthetic?
If you're new, yeah. Listeners.
For first-time listeners, any song that's slutty, Charity loves. Yeah. Any visuals that are slutty, Charity loves. Anything that's slutty, Charity's going to love it. It's literally, it's a guarantee. I don't think we've ever reviewed something that's slutty that you're not like, you know what song I liked? I really liked the music video. But those are definitely, Drown is the one that I was most like, I clutched my pearls. I went, when I read those lyrics. Yeah, he really goes there. He's wrinkling bed sheets and doing everything else. And I'm like, you know, okay, here's what I'll say about all this.
It's like my head in the freezer. My goodness.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Bacon was really, I was like, oh, what? Okay. Addicted. All of the songs have kind of the same subject matter.
Yeah.
And what I want to say is, although I love these songs, clearly I'm giving this album a great review. I really think it's wonderful. But, you know, during quarantine, I haven't been in Korea. Like, I've been in the United States. So what has Bacon been up to this whole time? Who is he addicted to, Charity?
I don't know.
Who's Bacon drowning with? Who's he whipped for? Like, looks like somebody has been very busy during COVID. Very busy. Bacon has been in a good mood.
Oh, so whatever. I mean, personally, I think he saw you swerve into JK with the blonde hair. True. And he That's was true. Like, let me just drop this in her lap and see what she does.
Pull out the big guns. We all know JK is my Achilles heel. I always run back to JK, and especially when he did that blonde hair. What was I supposed to do? So Bacon pulled out the big guns. But yeah, like, that's what my crazy ass was thinking about when I was listening to it. I'm like, who is
no,
he?
No, I would. If Shonu made this album, I would be like, well, we're going to Korea, Emily. So
book the flight.
There are people something I can be happened. Reasonable for. But when it comes to Shonu, there is no being reasonable. And I assume that's probably similar for you with Bacon.
Nah, I'll be real. I hope that he's getting some and he's in love and he's happy. Like, nah, it's all good. I'm just joking. That's my little instinct right away was like, what? No. For his sake, I hope that this is all true and Bacon's
seriously, man.
Living so everyone this right needs now. Good for Bacon. He's grown.
Get yours, Bacon.
Exactly. Get yours. Let him be grown, everyone. Like, I get that if you grew up with EXO, they've been around a long time. Bacon was younger and he kind of has a boyish face. So it's easy to forget. This is a guy in his late 20s. Like, I know it could hurt your feelings, but he's probably not a virgin. And
no, he definitely isn't with after that song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speculate.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. Really strong album. Yeah, so I liked the whole thing, but the songs that stood out for me, Get You Alone is one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite things that Bacon's done. It's so good. Song. The more I listen to, you know what song it reminds me of? I don't know if we mentioned this a couple weeks ago. It reminds me of Robin Thicke.
Oh,
his first album, yeah. He had a song called When I Get You Alone. And it reminds me a little bit of that. It has a disco kind of beat. It reminds me a little bit of that. Love Get You Alone. I love Stars. I think even though we're talking about how this is a sexy album, Stars is a beautiful song. And it's very emotional. I thought, ugh, it's a beautiful song talking about the EXO fans, EXILs, Ari, and thanking them and saying that he hopes they'll remember him when this Aww. Is all over, when he's Thank gone you. And he's off the stage and he'll remember them. Like, that's what rings in his ears when he goes to bed at night. Those are the things he replays, seeing them at the concerts and stuff. It was a really sweet, sincere song. It didn't come across cheesy. I love my fans. It came across as someone who's getting older, who realizes being in a boy band isn't forever mm-hmm. and who doesn't take that for granted and is kind of letting everybody know that he'll cherish them always. And he hopes they do the same for him. I thought it was really beautiful, really emotional, but the sound of it wasn't, this wasn't like a cheesy slow ballad. The sound of it is very cool, but there's a little bit of bittersweetness there. And then when you read the lyrics, it's like, oh, Bacon. Of course, when I look at the stars, I'll think about you. I just love him. I think this is a great album. I kind of agree with you, even though I love Bacon. Delight wasn't my absolute favorite. There were songs on there I didn't really go back and listen to. I loved City Lights. UN Village is still one of my tops. Great. This takes me back to that. I think this is really strong. He just did a great job. Bacon's, whew. But my favorite song, sorry for babbling everyone. He's my alt. So I'm like, I'm all over the place. I think my favorite song was Disappeared.
It's a good one.
I love the Spanish guitar at the beginning.
Oh, yes.
And the melody and the lyrics that are kind of about maybe a toxic relationship that's fueled by sex and very on and off. It was really subtle and sexy. I loved it. I think it's a beautiful song. Every album, there's that song that your ears go, ooh, wow, okay, this one. And for me, Disappeared is that song on this album. I absolutely love it.
You want to play a clip of it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is Disappeared by Bacon.
Oh, yeah. 마루대 도리구가 쌓인 나의 미스테리 Oh yeah 누계가라니 give me no smile 살갗이 때문 I don't know why 고래마저도 오나지다 모두 누구 딸이니 모두 따닥해 Baby it's 모도리 슬고시 너 lonely
So good, Bacon. So good.
So pretty. It's just cool. There's something about all this music that's just really cool. Yeah, my man did well. Really proud.
He really did.
It's a great effort. And it's funny too, I don't realize it's in Japanese, you know, like mm-hmm. the language barriers have just been broken down so much, at least for me personally, with K-pop, that I'll just hear music for music and I'm not focused on what the language sounds like, if that makes sense.
No, same.
I just don't even realize. When I think about it, if I think about it, of course, there's huge differences between Japanese and Korean. But to me, it wasn't a blip on my radar while I listened to this album.
Yeah.
All right. Great album. I'm sure it'll do big numbers. Bacon is so successful. I wish that would cross over to the United States. We don't have that many great solo male artists.
Yeah.
Like somebody asked me the other day, who's a solo male artist that's like your favorite, or who are the American versions of this? And it really took me a long time to think about who I would say like the best male singers are right now. We don't have that many in the US. I think Zayn is a very, very, very good singer. I think his issues outside of it are a shame, because if he was able to promote like other artists, I think his career would be different. His songs do numbers. And I think The Weeknd, to me, the one that comes to mind is always going to be The Weeknd, because he's really innovative. His music looks so cool. His performances, music videos. But we don't have that many superstars anymore, male singers. I couldn't say there's a Bacon in America.
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong?
Not that I can think of, no.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't know who the Bacon would be.
Back in the day, there used to be a lot, but not anymore.
No, the music industry keeps evolving and changing, but we definitely don't have artists like that here. So it's refreshing to listen to it and be introduced to all this different type of stuff through K-pop that's not available in the American music scene. Anyways, sorry, little tangent, a little aside, but I was just thinking about that. Like, yeah, I don't know. Bacon's an amazing male solo artist, and we don't have that many. Harry Styles is very popular, but I wouldn't put him in the same category as Bacon. That's a different deal. Okay. Anyways, moving on. So our last review of the week, a new girl group. This is a girl group that debuted in 2019 through FNC Entertainment. They're called Cherry Bullet. They used to have 10 members, but they terminated three of the members in 2019. So they're a 7-member girl group. I think 7's kind of the standard, yeah, the lucky number, yeah, in K-pop. That seems to be the number. They had a comeback today. The song is called Love So Sweet. Music video. Charity, what do you think about Cherry Bullet? Cherry and Charity. It sounds similar.
That always ends up on my Starbucks order when I pick it up. I get Cherry a lot, or Cherry D. I'm like, would that Charity be my rap name?
Yes. Oh my goodness. That's your new name. Cherry D.
Cherry D, yes. Cherry. Literally they spelled it Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, space, and then the letter D. And I was like, wow, I will never forget this, Starbucks. Thank you for
that's
that.
That's a cool one. Yeah. Cherry D. What up, Cherry? I love it. Cherry's a cool name. Okay.
Oh, too funny. We digress.
We digress. Love So Sweet. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was cute and very typical girl group. I wasn't like, this is the most amazing thing I've heard. Like, I wasn't blown away like I was with Secret Number. Like, I really, really was surprisingly blown away by them. But, you know, they're good. They're cute. They're like the pastels, the bell bottoms. Like, you know, they're trying to keep in with what K-pop's kind of going to now, which I appreciated. It was fun.
Yeah, very current. Very current. I actually really, really dig them. I think.
Really?
Yeah, I really like Cherry Bullet. First of all, let's just talk about Love So Sweet. Great beat. I loved the chorus.
Very catchy.
I loved the chorus. There's, you know, something in K-pop. Stray Kids did a lot of it. People jumped on it. And now you hear it a lot more where the chorus doesn't have lyrics or singing or just a few lyrics. And it's more about kind of the beat. I love that. And I thought Love So Sweet was really cool. They're really young and fun, bubbly energy. It was just fun. Very cute. Very fun. It's like I immediately got, okay, I get who they are. And I actually vibed with it. I thought the music video was good. And I loved the transitions. Like towards the end when they were singing the chorus and it just kept transitioning into like the 10 different outfits that they were in during the music video.
Yeah.
And it was really cute and really fun. They just bring a really fun, sweet, but I didn't feel like it was too sugary sweet vibe. I liked it. And I liked a few of the vocals. I thought vocally they have a few singers that are really nice. Let's talk about the rest of the album. Did anything else stand out?
I also liked Ting-a-ring-a-ring.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that. It was super poppy. And that and Love So Sweet were my two favorites on it.
Okay.
I mean, I liked them. It wasn't that I didn't like them. I just wasn't like, wow. I was like, okay, they're good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really like them. I liked the whole thing, kind of front to back. I would play it and not feel like I need to skip a song. I loved Keep Your Head Up. It was so high energy, motivating. That's a great morning song, getting ready for work, cardio. It just, it made me happy. It's like happy music, high energy,
happy music for sure.
Whatever, for whatever reason, reminds me of the Spice Girls. And as I started thinking about that, this group actually gives me, not in looks or personality, but the sound is very Spice Girls to me. Very Spice Girls. Every song, which is a compliment. I think the production and the way they go about it, it's very like, music doesn't have to be so serious. This is fun. Yeah. Yeah, let's be happy. Let's party. We're friends. Like, it just feels light and fun, which I love. I also loved Ting-a-ring-a-ring. Completely bizarre name. I'm not sure if I keep that name. But I thought at the end, wow, were those nice harmonies on the Everyday's a Holiday part. It sounded to me like a soundtrack from like a rom-com. Like, you could play that towards the end of Love Actually and it would work. It was really nice and very cinematic. Yeah, no, I actually really, really like Cherry Bullet. I want to give a special shout out to our friend Danny, who recommended Cherry Bullet.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, no, they're my vibe. They're happy. They're fun. In my brain, I'm calling them like young K-pop Spice Girls. There's something that just reminds me of Spice Girls. It's very fun, happy pop, very pop. And I love it. I think it's great. And it is very current. You can tell the production.
Yeah.
It's what's happening in K-pop right now. So that was exciting to hear and see.
Have their thumb on the pulse of that.
Yeah. And I liked the looks. It's definitely pastel, but it felt, how would I put it? It wasn't too sexy. It wasn't too juvenile. It wasn't trying to be cool.
Very inappropriate, I felt like.
Yeah, it just kind of felt like, yeah, these are cool, fun girls. But there wasn't anything to me that was too much of anything, which sometimes, again, it's that tightrope in K-pop. A lot of times I get frustrated, and we've talked about this with the girl groups who are so young, and it feels weird. The schoolgirl look, it's too immature. And then you have the opposite end of the spectrum where it's stripper poles and humping the floor. And I'm like, ugh, I don't know if we need this. Like, you know, it goes both ways of like, okay, maybe not this, but maybe don't go that far. There is a healthy middle ground where most of us live and breathe. And it's kind of nice to see that represented. I felt like they, at least for me, represented that middle ground. They felt relatable, cute and relatable. Yeah, I stan. I'm excited about Cherry Bullet. Let's play a clip of Love So Sweet, and then I want to get into bias talk.
Really fun song.
Yeah. Just a happy pill going into your weekend. Listen to this. Again, I feel like if we were able to go out, I would listen to this when I was putting on makeup and getting ready to go out. For girls' night. This is like it's a fun vibe. This whole album gives me that kind of fun girl confident stuff. I don't know. They hit a pocket that resonated with me. And I love the name. Can I just say I love the name Cherry Bullet? Yeah. That is such a good name. I mean, we've heard Cherry Bomb, NCT. Then there's a girl rock group from, I guess it was the 70s, that has a song called Cherry Bomb. But Cherry Bullet, great. I love it. Cool, cool name. You can do a lot of imagery with that as your name. Anyways, who was your bias? Who stood out to you? Let's get to bias talk.
Haeyun stood out to me immediately. I thought she's really cute. She's very striking. I really liked her voice. She's the leader. And I don't know why I tend to be drawn to them without knowing that they're the leaders.
Well, I think you can tell with her. A lot of times, like the one that starts the song or is in the center the most with some of these groups is the leader. She's like some a little them, spunky firecracker. Yeah, no, not always, but she's definitely a spunky firecracker.
Yeah, yeah. Who is yours?
Jihoon.
Okay,
I love Jihoon. I think she's so beautiful. But when she started, the second her line was done, I had to look up who is that because I think her voice is different. There's a rasp there when they let her do it. Love for them to let her go a little lower because I can hear it. And I'm like, yes, that's my girl. And I think she's stunning. She's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Do you have a wrecker?
I mean, I didn't really pick a wrecker. She kind of stood out to me. I guess if I was to have to pick a wrecker, it would be Your Girl. Just because I really liked that her voice is a little lower than the others.
She has a great voice and she has so much presence. I picked Yuju as my wrecker. I thought she was also really interesting. Very cute. Kind of a little spark there. A little bubbly spark. I noticed her. And what's interesting in researching them, especially with Jihoon, I was like, I feel like I recognize her. I don't know why, but I felt like I recognized her. And then I realized it wasn't her. It was Yuju. I'm like, no, you're mixing it up. Yuju was in the BTS Love Yourself highlight reel video. Do you remember this video? Okay, so we're going to go back, guys. This is about 3 years ago. The highlight reel video was so awesome. Because this is when we were still in the BTS universe telling that beautifully depressing story about Jin going back and, you know, people dying.
She was the one with the notebook?
She was the one that's like, hi, Jin, like crossing the street and gets hit by a car.
Yeah, the one that he had her notebook, right?
Yep, I think so, yeah.
No way.
That was Yuju while she was a trainee. Yes. And
it gets better. That's amazing.
Oh, charity, it gets better. Bora, another member of Cherry Bullet, was Tae's partner, was the girl with Tae.
What?
And then your favorite, Runjin from ITZY, was with J-Hope and Jimin. She was the one dancing with them, kind of the tomboy.
Oh my God. I can't believe that was her.
Yeah. And then, oh my God, I forget her name. Yuri? Is Yuri in ITZY? Sorry, everyone. I'm losing my mind. But another ITZY member was Jungkook's partner.
I can't believe my girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I not even recognize that?
Well, go back and watch. There's some differences. Well. I'll just say that. I'll just say 3 years. Things look different for some people. But Yuju was stunning in that. And she looks the exact same. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this girl?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So Yuju, shout out. And shout out to all the ladies that were in the BTS Love Yourself highlight reel. Yeah. I went into a hole today and I was watching that.
I see that. I love it.
I didn't have time to prepare more for this because the album came out today. So I had to listen, you know, we record on Wednesdays. So Bacon and Cherry Bullet came out today and we wanted to make sure we got to review both of them. So apologies for not doing more research. And I was like, oh, this is shocking. But wow, I thought that was pretty cool that they were all in it. Yeah, I like Cherry Bullet. I think they're great. They struck with me. There's something there that's in my lane, in my pocket. But even if they weren't, it was a really nicely produced album. It's a nice EP. This is a young group. So
yeah, they definitely know what's happening for the moment. Like, they're very on point for what's trending.
Yeah, they're on it. They're on top of it. And I thought this was a really, really nice effort. So congratulations, Cherry Bullet. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Talk about diverse releases this week.
I know.
We had a lot with 1US, Gravity, Bacon, and Cherry Bullet. Different ages, different big label, small label, and some hits and misses. I think my favorite, it's Bacon. Bacon's just in a league of his own in a lot of ways. But Cherry Bullet was a pleasant surprise for me this week.
Thanks again, Danny.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Danny. Danny's on point and introduces us to so much cool stuff. So we really, really appreciate you. Love you so much, Danny. Thank you. And if you have a group that you're excited about, you think we may miss because there's a lot of content and sometimes we can't review everything, slide into our DMs. Let us know because it's exciting for us. Cherry Bullet's cool. And now I have a new girl group to stand. So please let us know. Talk to us. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
What the heck is going on with Kingdom?
Right.
Okay. So for those of you who maybe don't know, we've talked about it on the show before, but there's this show on Mnet called Kingdom. And there was one called Queendom last year. And it's like when all these boy groups are going to compete and they have to compete every week. And then one gets crowned the best. And there was a whole show leading up to Kingdom of groups that maybe were under the radar. So like Pentagon was on it and the boys ended up winning it. It was called Road to Kingdom. So they won their spot on the big show Kingdom. Okay, great. So then in December at the Mamas, there's this knockout performance. The boys, a tease, and then Stray Kids killed it. I mean, did this really amazing stage. Stray Kids, one of the most memorable Mama performances ever, I think. And that's when they announced. These are the first three groups we're announcing for Kingdom. Well, we've been waiting and waiting because they said it was going to start airing in January. Yeah. It's January. We're getting towards the end of January. There has not been an announcement. Nothing has come out.
Nothing.
It's horrible. And then I saw something with them saying, oh, maybe it'll shift to February. And then doing some quick research, I found something saying the first broadcast date has been shifted from February to the first half of 2021. No date.
What?
So
all that built up?
My guess is they're having trouble getting groups. That's what I've heard, actually, that they're having trouble getting groups.
I guess people don't want to put themselves in the position to lose.
Totally. It's not a good look for your career. It's not a good look if you're an older group and you lose to a younger group.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand. But I also think it's just because if you saw that Mama stage, would you want to throw your hat in the ring? I wouldn't.
Right, I know I wouldn't.
I'm not competing against Stray Kids in anything right now. No. Period.
They will kill you.
Period. I am not competing against Stray Kids. If I'm a boy group, if we have a label and they come to us asking for one of our groups, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not doing a charity. Nope. I don't care if Mnet hates us forever. I wouldn't feel confident. I think there's something going on with Stray Kids that I'm not going against them. That performance alone was scary.
I feel like as an artist, you grow from adversity. So if you're a younger group, that would be the best opportunity to learn from such amazing performers, to learn from ATEEZ, Stray Kids, The Boys, who have been around for a few years now.
If you're a younger group. If you're a super group, successful group, like Monsta X. Because Monsta X has been floated. T-by-T has been floated. They're young. I just think if you're already successful, don't show your fans that this other group's better than you. Don't show them that they put on a better performance. Like, it's not smart, because like, if you're going head to head, it's obvious when you watch who the better group is. Period. It's just like watching those award shows.
I think they have enough big groups that they could get some kind of unknowns just to fill some spaces.
That's what they did for Road to Kingdom. That's the problem. Road to Kingdom had what, 12 groups? And you had a lot of good groups on Road to Kingdom that were a little bit less known, or newer groups. It was both. Groups that, for whatever reason, haven't broke into that top tier yet. Maybe they should have thought about this.
Yeah. Maybe like Road to Kingdom should have been Kingdom.
Kingdom.
And be done with
it. I think so, too. I just think, like, maybe. I love the concept. No shade to them on that, because, crap, like, I love this. But maybe they should have just thought about it and had the Kingdom people lined up before they did it.
Contract signed.
Yeah. One Us was on Road to Kingdom. Pentagon, The Boys, two very, very Golden Child, who's fantastic. I mean, you had like the right groups were on that show. Yeah. I don't know. But I feel bad for The Boys, because they killed it.
Yeah.
And The Boys, ATEEZ, and Stray Kids. And especially with the way that they have to do scheduling. These groups are scheduled out for like a year and a half, 2 years. So this has to be very difficult for the groups that have agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask them to keep pushing it out. So I'm guessing it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's
a bummer. That would have been good.
Yeah, I know. But at least we had that amazing performance from Mama. Please go watch it if you haven't. The Boys, ATEEZ, and Stray Kids. Really impressive. All three killed it. But Stray Kids, they were so aggressive and scary. It was phenomenal. So we'll see. We'll keep you updated. But Charity and I were talking earlier, and we were like, what's going on with Kingdom? Wait a minute. It's January. Shouldn't Kingdom be happening? Like every week when we make the production list, it's like, what about Kingdom? I'm dying for this reality show. And we'll see. Let's get to some news, though. So our boys, Monsta X, they just signed on with Urban Decay. I think it's really smart branding. The whole thing was naked with Monsta X. So it's like, ooh, la la.
But fake, because they're not really naked.
Naked's the name of their most popular eyeshadow palette.
I have a few of those.
I was just going to say, I have a feeling most people listening, if you don't have a naked palette, you're familiar. It's always like really nice neutrals. And I think we've all had it at some point in our lives. So Monsta X, they're kind of the face of that. They signed a really nice contract, and that's exciting. I think, again, they just keep kind of coming into their own and getting the success that they so desperately deserve.
Yeah.
I talked about it earlier with one of the groups we reviewed tonight, but you just see their inspiration in so much, and they're never given credit for it. But I feel like they're the group that a lot of other groups try to emulate. So it's cool to see them getting more and more sponsor deals.
Mm-hmm.
IM confirmed that he has a solo project coming out at the end of February.
Ooh.
We've all been waiting for that. He's a really dynamic rapper, and boy, has his confidence grown the past year. Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
I guess it's the working out. I don't know. But this guy, he's posting thirst trap shirtless pictures on his Instagram. I'm like,
I will never not want to see that.
He's just like, I think there's maybe a little chip on their shoulders. The young, especially the boy groups.
Yeah.
The young guys rebel a little bit, or they hit this age where they're like, look at me, I'm a grown man. I'm gonna get tattoos, or I'm gonna work out and be shirtless. You see that. It's endearing. So speaking of the youngest members, the Magnez, Stray Kids put out an amazing music video. It's not even like an official video. This was just a fun little side project called Magne on Top. And it's our little IN with Chan and Changmin. It is so funny. Oh my God.
So funny and so good. Oh my goodness.
It's so good. You guys go watch it. It's just really funny. He's the man and they're kind of his, you know, bodyguard henchmen side guys.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so fun. Really, really, really funny. And then I love at the end that it's kind of like he's dreaming.
Like, yeah, cover him up on the couch.
Yeah, that's his dream. The older guys walk by, tuck him in. It was just so very, cute. Very cute. Yeah, very cute. And he's another one that I'm like, every time I see him, holy crap, he's growing.
Yeah.
The little boy with braces is now a really handsome young man. He's going to be a killer in a couple years. Just wonderful face. It's really cute. If you haven't watched it, please go watch it. Stray Kids. Stray Kids never let us down with content.
Oh, they really don't.
I just adore them. What else is going on? Oh, Bacon, our boy Bacon. So Bacon, as if he's not busy enough, something dropped a few days ago that Bacon, DJ Raiden, and Changmo are doing the new theme song for League of Legends Team One.
Wow.
So cool. Especially because he's a gamer. You know, gaming is so huge and massive. I think it's probably the biggest entertainment medium in the world. The storytelling, the visuals, the songs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get enough credit for people that aren't into gaming or maybe different generations, but gaming is massive. It's massive, massive, massive. And it's really exciting. That's a big deal. So that'll be cool. GOT7, we've talked about the GOT7 JYP divorce. GOT7 wrote a letter and it was handwritten, but you could see different handwriting. So they all wrote little pieces of it, thanking the fans and, you know, saying it was official that they're no longer with JYP. It's been a great 7 years. And it was a little bit emotional. I think everything we talked about last week, you know, they keep saying we're going to stay together and do music. At some point, we're going to release music that's 7 of us and we'll always be together. It just feels like, this is the end.
I think we'll see them do a reunion on an award show. That'll probably be the extent of it.
Yeah. Like years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a while. Jackson's in the studio right now. More new music coming from him. Yes. We already talked about, I know, his solo stuff's amazing. We already talked about some of the things the other guys were going to do. Today it was official that Young Jay signed with Sublime Entertainment. They rep people like Rain, who's amazing. They have a nice roster, so hopefully that works out for him. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on there. This is interesting, not exactly K-pop related, but I wanted to get your take because it was kind of a fun story that popped up in my feed. Non-Koreans recently ranked soju as their least favorite Korean food.
Really?
Like that was what they put. Not other stuff. That was what they put.
Have they not had it?
I strongly disagree. I think soju is delicious. I think it's easy to drink.
I think so too. It's dangerous because it's not that strong tasting.
Yeah. And the way you do those little shots, soju is danger zone. But it's a fun one.
We've had some fun nights drinking soju.
We've had some soju nights. For sure. I would never, that wouldn't even be in my top 10 of least favorite.
Right? And
in this poll, they rated like kimchi very highly and they rated soju low.
Kimchi's good.
See, I disagree. I'm not good with kimchi. I'm like, it's fine. I don't hate it, but I'll drink 10 bottles of soju before I eat like.
I'm eating Korean food. I'm having kimchi with it.
Nah, I'm good without it. Like, I'm not big on like fermented stuff in general. Like, I'm all right. I'm all right. I just thought that was interesting, kind of funny.
That's interesting, yeah.
Last piece of news I want to talk about, because I think this is coming, and I want to get on record saying that we already called it, a lot of chatter about BTS and Ariana Grande today. So I thought when I watched RM's V Live on Tuesday, oh, they're definitely collabing with Ariana Grande, because he made it a point to say what he's been listening to, and he mentioned two of her songs, and it's really great when you're doing cardio. And then the next day, all these articles started popping up there's an insider that says it's the song's been done for a while. It'll be released soon. I think they're for sure doing a collab.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. I got to say with BTS, I'm not a fan of their collabs. I'm just saying. I'm just not. They pick people that have peaked and that are not at the top of the game. I mean, she's probably the biggest one. She's
the best.
With.
Yeah. I think this is the best name and the highest. Yeah.
I'm not a giant Ariana fan.
Either am like,
I. Just.
Either am
I. I really have never been. Yeah.
My thing with her, like, I think she's fine. I was disappointed in where her career went. I selfishly, as a fan, wanted it to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I think, like, this last album, to me, it's a lot of that whispery high stuff.
I can't. That's why I'm not.
And that's what I'm not a fan of. I think she can really sing, but
she really can. And I don't know why she sings in that whispery
high. Yes. We haven't got to hear, like, the real singing for a while.
Yeah.
I think about The Way when she came out with Mac Miller, who I absolutely loved when rest in peace, Mac Miller. When she came out, I thought, okay, yes. And then all of a sudden everything transitioned. And it sounds like the production hides her voice. It doesn't showcase it.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt with her for years now. So
you know who else they did that to?
Who?
Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson had this one. I'm just saying, she had this one song. She opened for Ricky back in the day. And I saw that tour. And I was like, whoa, who was that? And she could really belt out these like amazing vocals. And then that was the only song. I'm blanking on the name of the song. It was like her first single that kind of charted.
Yeah, it was the slow song.
Yeah. Then she went into this like whispery, sexy baby voice.
Yep.
And she never sang like that ever again. And I'm like, you're not showcasing your vocals. And I don't know why these companies do that. It blows my mind.
It's the same with Ariana Grande. And I want to say, honestly, in my opinion, it's a sexist type thing. It's the label saying you're a sex object. And act like, do this whispery,
I can't,
little girl, breathy, do that because that's sexually attractive.
Nails on a chalkboard to me.
Instead of the power vocals. I agree with you. I just think it's a shame because Ariana can really sing. I'm just not a fan of a lot of the stuff. I will say some of the songs are bangers. Some of her songs are really catchy, really good songs. But yeah, do I need an Ariana Grande BTS collab? No. I want to see them with a strong, put them with The Weeknd, put them with Khalid. Right? Like Khalid should be their next one. Cool of the moment, interesting vocals. This to me feels more like the natural progression since they decided to do Dynamite, since they decided to give, how do I say this? Since they decided to go a little Western, this is the next natural progression. Then you do a collab with Ariana. It'll be a basic R&B pop song that'll get tons of radio play. Like, this is the natural where they're going. No shade. Make that money.
Yeah, get
everything you've dreamed of. Old school fans are always going to be selfish and want what drew us to the group. But I totally get it. We're calling it now. They're definitely going to collab. And it's going to be basic R&B pop song that's very American radio friendly. So,
yep. Not going to be anything special, that's for sure.
No.
Not to be a hater, but I'm so sick of American music. I really am. It just is so formulaic. It's so.
Yes, exactly.
No surprises. That's exactly why I jumped over to K-pop, because I wanted something different. I wanted to be wowed. I wanted to be enamored with something for once, because I haven't experienced that in so long. Because I'm such a music lover, but that void was filled with such old music because nothing kind of hit it for me for a very long time. And then BTS came along and then the rest of K-pop. And to see this transition where they're trying to go more Western, I'm just like, oh, gosh, please don't.
I agree. No, I completely agree. And I get it. I get it. We get it. But at the same point, it's a shame for me if that's going to be the most well-known K-pop group and what represents K-pop, because to me that's not, maybe I agree with you, it's not as innovative and exciting as some other things that group specifically or other K-pop groups are doing right now. We'll always be here repping for K-pop and staying for K-pop. I think K-pop is also changing and evolving because they've gotten so big, and that's the nature of the beast. So that's something as fans and consumers that we have to ride the wave as well.
Yeah, I know.
We can choose to ride it or hop off and go into another boat. It's just an interesting.
Sorry for my tangent.
It's not. But I mean, that's why I was so excited about what ACE did with Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
Because that's different.
Yes.
It's still of the moment. And the rapper they put on was interesting. He's interesting and up and coming. That to me was like, oh yeah, this is the collab that I want to see with my favorites.
Yep. Same. I agree.
That was exciting. That's an exciting collab. BTS has really missed the mark. I mean, we've talked about that before. They've really missed the mark with collabs. These ones are more of the moment. The Halsey one was very of the moment. She's a radio darling in the United States. I think Ariana will be of the moment. I just think musically, I'm not expecting something I'm in love with Ariana. I could be wrong. Boy with Love, it's still one of my favorite BTS songs. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's really good.
It deserved way more. So maybe we'll get something like that. I just think Ariana's style isn't really that, but you never know.
No. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll keep an open mind. Maybe it won't happen, but I feel very strongly that it's going to.
Yeah, same.
RM's not
slick.
They
don't leave us Easter eggs for no reason.
Exactly. Exactly. like I was watching that. Like, you're not slick. Now we know. It's an Ariana collab.
Namjoon, so slick always.
Girl. Trending with your biases, the cool guy.
Oh, goodness.
But it was just very obvious. And then the rumors come the next day from an industry source. Like, obviously, they leaked it. So it's fine. We're excited. I mean, I think BTS, they're in a really interesting position of where they can go and what's going to happen. It's hard to be critical because they're kind of pioneers right now for K-pop. So, you know, I wish them the best. We're always so excited to see what they do and what they come out with.
Yeah, I'll take anything new they give me. I really
am. Oh, for sure. I can't wait.
I will definitely have an opinion.
We always have opinions. That's why. And as you can see, we have different opinions. Sometimes I might really dig something and Charity wasn't feeling it, vice versa. That's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes it fun to have these conversations. And hopefully for all of you listening, our lovely listeners, our queendom, hopefully it's fun for you too. Always interested to see if you agree with us or not. So please give us a shout. Let's get to Song of the Week, Charity. What's your Song of the Week this week?
Your Man. And the song is Drown. I really, really like that song a lot. I've been listening to it. Well, today. My song of the day.
We were cramming. Because like I always listen to albums over and over again, you know, before I review them. And I feel like, wow, today was a cram session for sure.
That and my day job, it was very difficult. But I was like, this Bacon song, man, let me listen to that one again.
You know what part of that song? Sorry, I forgot to mention it. There's one part where he says, like, let me take you for a ride. Come on. And it made me laugh so hard because Bacon always says, come on. Like, he says it all the time.
Oh, goodness.
He always yells it. It's really funny at all the reality shows and stuff. So during this, like, really sexy
part,
in the background, I hear him be like, come on. I was just
dying. Oh, Bacon. Never disappoint.
I know. Obviously, I love that song, Charity. Great pick. My song of the week, surprise, surprise, it's Bacon. There were a lot of songs to choose from. I actually almost went with the 1S song, even though it wasn't crazy about it. Yeah, even though I wasn't crazy about the album. It's like this song, I like this song a lot, and I listen to it on repeat. Just because we don't love an album doesn't mean we don't love certain songs. But
yeah,
Bacon for sure. My song of the week has Disappeared. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, that's a good
song. Such a cool song. So that would be my song of the week. Bacon is a big winner this week.
Yeah. Good job, Bacon.
Congratulations. I know. My man, doing work. I also want to say really quickly, if you listen to like, you know, Korean hip hop and stuff like that, the Epic High album is really good. I know it's doing numbers. It's doing really well. We don't have time to review anything else this week, but it came out last week. So if you're into Epic High and a little bit more hip hop, check them out. They've been around for a long time. They're super legit and respected in the industry. I just wanted to say that I enjoyed that album as well. Shout out to Epic High. Charity, do we have anything else we want to mention?
No, we got through a lot tonight. My goodness.
Tonight was a full night, everyone. Thank you for bearing with us.
Finally.
I know.
A bunch of music to listen to.
It's our favorite. It's what we live for. Yeah. So thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you for listening. Broken record time. We do it every week. But we're grateful. We're grateful we get to give our opinions. We're grateful we get to talk about this stuff. And just want to say again, it's super hard being a creator, creating stuff and putting it out there for the world to dissect it. It's very easy to consume and give opinions. But when you're on the other side and you work so hard on something and you put it out and people go, eh, I didn't like it. I don't like this. That's a killer as an artist. And I just want to take this moment to say, like, huge, huge, huge shout out to every single person out there that's creating, because it's not easy. And I just really want to preface that everything that we say, if there's negative comments or negative critiques, that comes from our personal opinion and what we vibe with. And
take it with a grain of salt, please.
Exactly. It comes with, it's a grain of salt. We don't ever want to, excuse my language, but we don't ever want to shit on somebody's art. And that's never what we're doing. I just want to make that really clear that, like, it's one person's opinion. It doesn't matter. You're vibing and you're doing you and killing it. Keep going. Because for everything that we don't like, there's probably 10 people out there that love it. So I know the critic's voice is always louder than the other voices sometimes, but I just wanted to preface that because it's hard from my point of view to give critique sometimes because I've been on the other side quite a bit. So I completely understand how hard it is and how much work, especially K-pop idols, put into recording and so practicing. And they work 24/7 to give us amazing content. Some stuff doesn't gel. Some stuff just doesn't vibe with us, with me, or with Charity. In no way, shape, or form does that mean it's good or bad.
Yeah, definitely does not mean it's good or bad. It's like, it just means
personal opinions. Take it with a grain of salt. And
it's all subjective. We all have different tastes and stuff.
Exactly.
Everyone liked the same thing. How boring would that be?
Super boring. So we just wanted to put that out there. We're rooting for all of you. Thank you for giving us amazing content, and we're rooting for you. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, I know, that's good to say.
There's nothing I hate more than not loving something. Yeah. You know, I root for all of these groups and all of these people individually and want them to succeed and produce amazing stuff. And sometimes things just might not work. It's really hard to have everything come together perfectly and make that amazing album. So we just want to put that out there because, you know, that's what the podcast is. We give reviews and sometimes we can critique stuff. We still love you. We're rooting for you. Come back next time and kill it. We always have an open mind. I know we have groups that we love and we'll say are our favorites, but open ears, open mind. We're never closed off to anything and always going in, rooting for things to succeed. So just wanted to say that. sorry for the babbling and the tangent, but
it's important to say.
Yeah. Hey, it's important. Think about the times we're in with COVID.
Yeah.
If we didn't have all of this art, there's so much amazing stuff that's been produced just in the last year. And people need it mentally. Boy, do we need an escape right now. So I'm extremely grateful to be in this position, getting to listen to music and talk about it with my best friend. And just thank you all for creating. Please keep creating. Rooting for you. We're rooting for everybody listening. We love you so much. Thank you for welcoming us into your homes and into your hearts. This is a community and we hope you feel the same way. We want to be friends. Give us a shout. Give us a follow. We're happy to connect. And until next week, we will talk to you later. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Lots of love.
Bye.